12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Welcome to The Candlestick Crimes, a Swords of the Serpentine actual play brought to you by 12-Sided Stories. This is a story-heavy, rules-light tale full of action, adventure, and ribaldry. So sit back and enjoy this swashbuckling tale.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Candlestick Crimes, episode number 6. This is going to be our final episode for this season, and we're going to come back with these characters later on and do a second part because we like these characters. With that in mind, let's find out who these characters and players are. Let's start with Candace.
Hello, everyone. My name is Candace, also known as Candace the Magnificent, and I'm here playing fighter Tessa Rambeau, both of us, they, she pronouns.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Reginald. I am she, her, and Reginald is he, him.
Hello, my name is B. Zelda, they, them, and I am playing Mirko, the thief, and the luckiest person, I assume, also using they, them.
And I am Kay Purcell, she, they pronouns, and I'm playing Vimond, the Inquisitor, who is they, them.
Enjoying the show? Then take a moment to join our Patreon. Support the podcast and get early access to episodes and bonus content. Head to 12-Sided Stories Patreon today.
All right. So a quick recap. You all went to a Church of Denari to talk to a priest, find out about the symbol that's imprinted on all the candles. When there, Vimond noticed that there were a lot of ghosts and also the scent of lilac in the air. They were obviously burning some of these scented candles and learned that the candles have a magical property of some sort that weakens the veil between our world and the spirit world. You then went to the Golden Tub, which is an inn very close by that also does a lot of gambling. You went there because Vimond wanted to talk to their contact from the church. And when you got there, you found that they were using candlesticks, rose mist, instead of coin. You went in and you spoke with Philippe. Meanwhile, Mirko went to one of the tables and started to gamble. Mirko, I'm going to say that you, before everything kind of goes sideways, I'm going to say that you won 40 gold worth of candles. So you won a couple of candles, but you really didn't have enough time to really sink your teeth in. Mirko originally wanted to gamble with the honey apple candle, which is worth thousands of gold. And Reginald got in an argument and was like, no, no, no. And finally got the candle and kept it safe, much like the one ring. And meanwhile, Tessa stood guard near the door, tried to kind of blend in and look like a bouncer, but noticed that there were several city watch in the establishment, one of which was the person who caused the most problems for them and their sister Tabitha. After Vimond spoke with Philippe, Mirko caused a distraction by causing a bit of a fight with your mother jokes.
I did Google some, so like I have some ready.
Excellent. Suddenly, you see a wave of violence start going through as people are fighting and arguing. And over all of this, you hear a couple of Mirko's jokes as they try to avoid blows. Go ahead, Mirko, tell us some of your mother jokes.
Your mama is so ancient and so rotund that when Denari said, let there be light, she had to say to your mother to move out of the way because she was just in the way of the sun. Okay, let me try again. Your mama is so unbecoming that when she tried to enter in the contest to compete against other people who are unattractive, they said, no, 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 we cannot accept any professionals.
So you're hearing these
scattered laughter, like one person left.
You're hearing these like really terrible things that people should not be joking about in the modern age. In this Renaissance setting is still disconcerting. So
yes,
all of this stuff is going on around you. The last thing you want to do is get entangled in a huge brawl, because you still have to go to work relatively soon. Your plan was to go and help the servants get the rest of the boxes of candles out of the Sage Manor. And then you were going to go and basically double cross them because they're not in the Thieves Guild. I'd like each of you to tell me how you get out of this brawl. Let's start with Reginald. Reginald, you see this going on. You hear Mirko's voice in the fray, and all of these people are swinging around you. What do you want to do?
Reg just ducks under tables and rolls under tables, but as he's going, he's grabbing candles, he's grabbing coin, he's grabbing whatever he can that's valuable that's been put on those tables. So it's kind of like get up, grab, roll to the next table, get up, grab, roll to the next table, and he makes his way to the door.
Okay, you have ridiculous luck. Would you like to spend any of that?
I do.
And then I'm going to make you do an athletics check to get out of here. It's more to see how much you're able to grab and whether anybody notices you as you head out the door.
Okay, I will definitely spend a ridiculous luck.
Okay, cool.
I do like that ridiculous luck is the name of the ability, and it's not just like you have a ridiculous amount of luck. You just have ridiculous luck.
I just have ridiculous luck.
That you can then spend to get ridiculous luck.
And is it a regular athletics roll?
Yeah, I'll say it's a regular athletics roll.
Okay, so then I will spend 2 in athletics.
Okay.
So it's a 3 on the dice, so 5, and then ridiculous luck gives me whatever.
Well, the ridiculous luck is more what you pick up as you're going out.
Okay.
By using that, you're able to grab more coin than wax.
Okay, good.
So we're going to say that you're able to pick up, let's say, 1 wealth worth of coin, which is quite a lot. And you do get some wax, but it's all rose mist. Let's say like 20 sticks of rose mist as you're going out. All right, so you make your way out and you've got your gold and your coin and no one notices you. That was the other part of it. Let's jump over to Mirko, who's in the center. They are the center of this, whirlpool of violence. How does Mirko not get into a fight?
I think they're going to just start throwing candlesticks. Not necessarily theirs, but it's just like, look, okay, go fetch, go get this over there. To really hope to entice more people to seek their wealth and avoid violence against their face.
Okay, cool. Let's see.
Athletic?
Actually, stealth. The reason why is because even though you're not hiding in a corner, you are using a distraction to get out of there without being noticed.
Yeah.
So I'll say stealth. It's a little bit harder for you because you're the one that told some your mama jokes, and those are not cool for people. So
they're just egregious
no matter where you go. So depending on how many points you want to spend, it's a little harder for you to get out.
Could I argue that I take my hat off? It's got a really big feather I'm known for. And if I take the hat off, it collapses.
And no one knows who you are.
Right.
It's like Clark Kent.
The glasses come off.
Actually, what you could do is what is best in life, coin solves most problems. You could use that as a +1 to your roll. Lying never hurts anyone, which you are proving wrong right this second.
It hurt everybody's feelings.
Okay, so I'll give you a +1 for coin solves everything.
Perfect.
Does that work?
Absolutely.
How many points do you want to spend?
4.
Okay, cool.
Okay, 5 + 4 + 1, 10.
Excellent. So you make your way out and you're throwing candlesticks. People are like running.
Hitting people with them.
Hitting people with them. Tessa, suddenly you are in maelstrom of fist and bumping and pushing and yelling above game. Go ahead.
Vimond was going to give them a little bit of a setup.
Oh, okay.
I would like to rewind the scene just a little bit. Vimond is hearing Mirko starting to get louder and louder and knows what's coming because they did call for this. And so, you know, still recovering from that crushing bear hug. Their back has popped in places they didn't know it could. And they give that very stiff nod and say, Sing Sing's about to get interesting. If you would like to go punch the person that you were giving the, stink eye to, might be the time. And is going to make for the exit. No part of this smoke.
Okay.
I think seeing Vimon trying to beat feet, Tessa moves some people out of the way to kind of make their path a little clearer on their way over to the city watch table. They are much larger than most of the people who are fighting in this room.
Absolutely.
I feel like the people at that table probably see her coming. They don't care. They are very single-minded in this moment. They pass Reginald, kind of ducking and rolling to the next table, and just sort of like look down, check and make sure he's okay. They're like, cool. Looks for Mirko, make sure they're okay. Cool. And then keep walking until they get in front of the city watch table. They say absolutely nothing. They look at the person and just grab them by the face, pick them up, and just throw them into the fray, flip the table the rest of the people are at, and then leave.
Yes!
Okay, so let us have that happen. So you're going through, you're kind of knocking people out of the way. In the above table, for people who are listening, the way that mooks work in, they're basically glass cannons. They have usually one hit point. So like if someone bumps into you, you just slap them and they're down or whatever. But this is a person that you know. I noticed that you have quite a bit in spot frailty.
I do.
Would you like to spend any of that to not only help yourself hit, but to do more damage? Or are you just looking to rough up a little bit?
Oh, no. I want to do damage. I want to do a lot of damage in a short amount of time and then leave so I don't get in trouble.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
So you run over, you grab this guy by the face, probably by the belt, and throw them. I need a warfare roll, though.
Okay.
You have cleave because you have 8 points, which means that you can hit more than one person depending on how many points you put into it.
I'm putting 4 points in this bad boy.
Okay, so you got 4 points. And then how many spot frailties are you going to spend to do extra damage? It's 1d6 per point you spend.
I'm going to spend 2.
Okay, cool. So give me a roll. I don't think there's any way you can even fail that.
What's my difficulty?
Yeah. You don't need to roll because you're spending 4, so you're automatically... Because for most combat, 4 is the threshold that you have to hit anyway.
Awesome. Well, I got a 2, so I got 6.
Yeah, you have to roll so we know if you got a critical hit at all. So, okay, you roll a 2, you got a 6. You're using the extra 2. So what you need to do is you need to roll 3d6 plus 3. And they'll tell you how much damage you did to him.
13 points of damage.
Oh, wow. So explain the heroic... Explain the amazing show of strength as you whip this guy into the air onto a table.
Yeah, Tessa again, just doesn't say anything at all. Just walks up, like, he sees the hand closing in on his face until it's just a part of his face. I imagine she probably puts, like, her thumb, like, in his mouth, pressing against the roof of it to, like, really just latch on and squeeze the fuck out of his face, and then just hoists him up, ass over end, into the crowd of people, like the throng of people that are fighting. So he knocks a couple people down and then tries to aim for the biggest and burliest people that are fighting in the room. So they immediately have a problem with him too. And he just gets swarmed, like just trounced under the foot of these other people. And then turning back, knowing that these other kind of comrades, ex-comrades of theirs and current friends of that jerk have seen all of this, they flip the table and just like blow back everybody that's sitting at it and kind of kick it as they kind of make their way back around and out the door.
Excellent. It's just like waves of people getting knocked down and knocked out of the fight, and then you make your way out in the chaos. And all of you are out and you are safe. You have made your way. Kay, I think Vimond, knowing that the fight is coming, I think you're the first one out.
Yeah, well, it's none of this.
You say what you say to Tessa, and then you just leave.
Like, here's the fight starting behind them. Stops at the door, looks back to find that ghost.
He just gives you a thumbs up.
Nods, walks out, starts shuffling their tarot deck, just waiting. And then I think when Tessa comes out, they just glance over and are like, feel better?
115%, let me tell you. Wow. I didn't know that I had all of that sort of stored within me. And now I feel a lot better. I'm a little afraid of how good it feels. I'm usually pretty well behaved. So this might have awakened something in me, maybe. I'll figure it out later. I'm sure I'm fine.
Now, you show up at the mansion and it's 2 a.m. and the guards aren't there in the front. They're not around. And you see the doorman, he's dressed in classical thief attire. Let's put it that way. So leathers and things like that. And he sees you coming down the walkway and all of the lights have been snuffed out. Usually there's braziers and stuff with torches and fire to kind of light the pathway. And you see it light all over the rest of the place. And when you reach him, he goes, thank you for helping us. Our Lord is asleep and we have opened the way to the vault. If you're ready, we can use your help carrying the stuff out.
As he's talking, can I glance around? Do I see the sun statue? Is that here or is that been put in like a special place of honor overlooking a whatever because they're wealthy?
It's been put in a special place of honor, but it is in the house.
Then I think Vimond will kind of interrupt and say, I need to see the sun statue and then I can come help. And motions.
He gives you kind of a weird look, like, okay. It's an odd question, but all right. And as you're all filing through, he points out a place near the dining hall where there is a very large statue. These are like 10-foot high ceilings, purposefully, because not only ostentatious, but also as they sink down, they can be filled up with stuff and it slows everything down a bit when they're building on top of them. So there's this large, very nice statue, and you can see the ethereal outline of a ghost standing where the statue is in the same pose as the statue. And you realize that they're in rest. They're not walking around and doing stuff, but you can still communicate with them.
Yeah, Vimond will kind of break away. Is anyone following or is everyone heading to the vault?
Everyone's really focused on getting these crates out of this vault as quickly as possible. So let me jump back to you while you're, or unless you need to do something before.
No, I just wanted to make sure if anyone from our group was going to snoop. I wanted to give them the chance.
I mean, Mirko is definitely eyeing you, you know, kind of clocking what door you're going to walk into based on where we're stationed.
Yeah. Like, they're not being especially secretive about it, but they're also not inviting anyone.
Fair.
Okay. Mirko, you have established that you are watching what Vimond is doing. So it is your call on whether or not you follow or if you go down into the vault and grab some stuff to bring back up.
Mirko is more motivated by wealth and the idea that they could pocket a couple more apple honey pie or honey apple pie candles. That's the main motivator.
Absolutely. Tessa, you go down into the vault. You haven't been down here yet. And they have marked off where all of the different traps are so that they are easily avoided. You get down into this area and you're noticing that there are 6 servants plus the one that's working the door, 7 total, that are doing this caper right now. And the vault still has quite a bit to remove. And you're just kind of making your assessment of what's going on. Are you going to pocket anything or are you just going to grab a box and take it up?
I would probably pocket 3 of the most expensive candles that are there, pop them in my pocket. Actually, no, 4. I would take 4 of them. I would take 4, 3 for my comrades and 1 for my sister.
Okay. So you grab four of what you know to be the most expensive ones that you can see at the time. They're not the honey apple because those are really rare. There might be one more honey apple in this place, but you grab some good ones. Can you give me a stealth roll to do that?
They're excited for this. They're not going to kick us out, though. So, like, what's the worst that could happen?
What'd you get?
I got a one.
Ooh.
How many points in stealth did you... Oh, you don't have stealth.
No, Wes, I don't have stealth.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
But I do have trustworthy.
I mean, if we're all cleaning out the place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to spend to save your ass your trustworthy point?
I would.
I will be very nice and let you do that, even though you've already rolled.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
That'll give you a +3 to your roll, which will bring you up to a 4, which is the average threshold for what you need.
Thank you.
And you pocket 4 things. You also notice, Tessa, that they're sort of whispering a lot and you can't make out what they're saying.
Do I hear the whispering?
I'm going to say you all probably hear the whispering.
Can I use felonious intent?
So for felonious intent, you want to spend a point to hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
One of them says, just leave the last 4 crates in the bottom and we'll have them take the last 4 crates up. And then we'll set the traps off before they can get back up the stairs. They're going to drown you down here.
Yep.
So let me jump back over to Vymond. You're upstairs and you see this outline of a ghost inside of this statue. What do you want to do?
I'm going to approach quietly and I am sorry to disturb your rest, but I would like to ask you a question.
What? What can I do for you?
What are your dealings with House Solray?
That's funny. I was just about to say, you look like a Solray yourself. I thought maybe you would know more than I.
No, I do not. Why does your father have a portrait of William?
They are, or they were, good friends at one point. But William had a lot of scandal around him, a lot of issues. And unfortunately, those issues caused Solray to decline a bit in reputation. And that ended up costing him a good deal of wealth. And a rift formed between the families. You know, a tale as old as time.
So no current dealings, then? You have not seen them coming and going or being spoken of here?
Not since he took that picture down and put it in the vault, I don't know, 20-some years ago?
Mm. All right. Thank you. I hope you know your father loved you dearly.
I know. I see what he's done around the house. I can't help noticing that your friends and the staff are robbing us blind right now.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. Your father has not made good decisions, and your aunt, I think, asked us to help.
Oh, my aunt and her less-than-bright son.
That is a good descriptor.
I obviously can't do anything about what you're doing, so a bit of disappointment, but there's nothing that can be done. Carry on.
Thank you, and I am sorry. Head towards the vault.
Okay. The next 45 minutes is just going up those stairs quickly with as many candles. Reginald, with this information, what do you do?
I let my cohort know.
Do we have, like, a thieves cant? Can you, like, sign to us, like, betrayal?
Yeah, like, double cross, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I go, like, yes!
Perfect.
Yeah, but Mirko would be able to read it, but Tessa and Vymond wouldn't. So I just kind of, as we're moving crates and if we're far enough away, I just kind of lean into their ears, you know, one at a time as I can. And I go, it's a double cross. They're going to kill us.
I mean, they can try. Do you need me to get a head start? I can go right now, fix this problem.
We still need them to take the fall.
Oh, that's true.
If we knock them out, clean out the vault, get them outside, I don't know, and when they wake up.
We could trip the traps. Vymond knows, well, Vymond's mama knows where they all are.
I think Vymond will this kind of crafty, almost cruel smile kind of crawls across their face. I could scare them.
That will work.
And they will look at Tessa. Could you carry that portrait up?
Easily, yeah.
Let's just make sure we convene in front of it when they ask us to do the final trip.
All right. So everything's going to plan. You're loading up a big gondola not far from the house in the canal. And finally, you know the last four are down there. Tessa has already brought up the portrait and has placed it probably behind the house outside, would be my guess. And the leader of the servants goes, all right, well, there's only four more left. Would you all mind just going down there real quick and grabbing the last ones and bringing it up?
Yes, it would be an honor.
All right, thank you.
Vimond will stand straight and has slipped the Halsul Ray signet ring back on, and specifically standing in front of the portrait, will just adopt this very tall, rigid posture. Actually, I think we need to have a discussion.
Okay, so this is totally a sway attack. I'm going to give you a plus one because you have the signet ring on, and I'll give you another plus one because you have the oil evidence next to you. So it gives you plus two to your sway roll.
Okay.
How many points of sway do you want to spend?
I'm going to spend three because I want to put the fear of Denari in these people.
Okay, cool. Do you want to spend like points of nobility to do more damage?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, oh, yeah.
Do it.
I figure if you're going to do that, this is the time.
Yeah, I'll spend both 2 points of nobility.
Okay, sounds good. Give me a roll. Well, no, if you're spending 4 points, then you hit the threshold.
I'm spending three.
Three. Okay, so give me a roll. And plus, we need to find out whether or not you do a critical hit. So give me a roll.
Well, that was a four total, so.
Awesome. Okay.
Good thing I spent the three.
Almost a critical hit. How many points of nobility were you spending again? Were you spending both? Two. So you need to do 3d6 plus three of damage. And I'm going to say that it's going to be to the entire group of servants because awesome. They're all within earshot.
And I really hope Mother is watching.
I am.
2 sixes and a 3. So 15.
2 sixes and a 3. Nice. No, it would be 18 because you get the plus three on top of it.
Nice.
So cool.
Kind of brandishes the hand with the ring and just stares them all down.
This is a terrible moment for them. They all just kind of go into shock as you say these words and they look at the painting, look at the signet ring. And the first thing that goes through their mind is, how did we miss this? The lord of the house must have gotten this person to help. We've been caught, right? And they start to run really quick towards the gondola. Now, Vimond has done their thing. Now, the way that initiative works here is that the person who acts is the person who gets to pick who goes next, okay? They're not going to fight you. They're going to run away. I'm even going to say that you did so much damage that they're just going to jump in a different gondola and because it's going to be faster. So you all have a choice. Do you want to subdue them or do you let them get away?
I feel like subdue is the way, but I don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Team subdue. I really like, we want that fall guy. We want that scapegoat, you know?
All right, cool. So with that in mind, Vimond, who would you like to go next?
So they're like at the end of this turn, they're all going to hop in the gondola or do we have like 2 turns?
They're going to start running towards the gondola because the gondola is kind of a little ways away from the house.
So it's like 2 turns?
So it's probably, yeah, about 2 turns.
Okay.
In combat-wise, there's, you know how there's zones?
Yeah.
It's far. You guys are obviously point blank right now. They're right next to you, and then they're going to hoof it 2 zones away. So what do you want to do?
Yeah, I think Tessa's got to do their thing. And then I'm sure Reginald and Mirko can clean up whatever Tessa doesn't.
All right. So Tessa, even with spending points, you still have the ability of cleave. Just want to throw that out there. This would be a warfare unless you're planning to talk your way through this, which I don't think you will.
Not at all. Tessa isn't the smartest, but they know where their strengths lie.
There's seven of them. How many are you going to try to strike, and how many points are you going to use?
I'm going to use my other four, and if I'm allowed to use my spot frailty to increase the number of people rather than the amount of damage so that I'm not completely, like, just taking them out, that's what I'd like to do. But if not, that's okay. I also have intimidate.
You know that they're weak. They're mooks, and they're not fighters. And there's no, like, ringleader or anything like that. So I would say you have 1 point of spot frailty to spend.
I actually have 2 points of spot frailty to spend.
Oh, okay. I thought you spent... You have 4 altogether?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey.
So if you were to spend all 4, then you could take out at least 4 to 5 of them?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
So go ahead and roll and let me know what you get. Total?
I got a 6. Woo.
Nice.
Woo. So that's a 10 with my 4 that I spent.
So that gives you a critical hit.
Yes.
And then you spent 2 points. So let's say you knock out 5.
Okay. 2 of them, I bonk their heads together like coconuts.
Yes.
Then another one of them, I think I just grab the front of them and just like pull them close to me and then just shake them so hard they pass out. And then I throw him into the other guy. He falls and hits his head. And then I think the 5th person just faints from the destruction. And I'm satisfied by that.
Awesome. Who would you like to go next?
I turn around like the Labrador Retriever I am. And I'm like, Milko, you want in on this? It's good pickings.
Absolutely, Mom. Let's go. I think... Okay, how can I utilize, like, I just want to throw projectiles at their head.
All right.
What, like, are the candles heavy enough to actually, like, knock somebody out? I feel like wax isn't like a, do I have, like, candelabras?
We could say that one of the items that you're carrying out is obviously the holders of the candles.
Melt those down, sell it, coin.
Yep, exactly. Coin, all day long. So I'm looking at your character right now. You only have 1 point of warfare for throwing.
Yeah. I usually avoid combat, you know?
You do have 2 points of ridiculous luck. I don't think you spent those in the brawl.
I have not.
It'd be a +3 per point that you spend.
Got it.
To your thing. So you would go from spending 1 point of warfare to 4.
Okay, so that's what I want to do. So that's my luck, you said. Okay, so that translates to a total of 4 with the additional one that's already there. So I'm going to use... Yeah, no, I'm going to try it. We're going to try it.
Okay, so you have 4 points, and now you're going to roll your die.
Okay. 4 and 4, that's an 8.
That's awesome. That's fine.
Oh, okay, that makes me feel better.
Their threshold is usually 4 on it's just rolling to see if you critically hit. If you had rolled a 6, that would have been a critical hit.
That's okay. I mean, I think I've rolled 2 6s this session. I have used up that luck.
Yeah. All right, so you smack one of them in the back of the head and just goes down like a sack of potatoes. Just
ah, voila.
Last but not least, Reginald, what do you do?
I'm going to use my sway. I'm going to yell, your shoe's untied, and make him trip.
Okay. Do you want to spend anything extra on top of it, or are you just doing a straight-up roll?
I mean, I have a lot of sway. I don't know what I could spend.
You can use all sway if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to spend, like, 4 sway.
They are mooks, as we've established, so, like, 4 seems to be their threshold.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure...
They really look down and trip.
And I rolled a 6. So that's 10.
Oh, so critical. They look down real quick as they're running and just kind of, you know how sometimes you look down and then if you're not on balance, you keep just going. And they kind of just do that. And
hey, mate, your shoe's untied.
What? Falls down. And they're all sitting there, most of them knocked out, some of them groaning and unable to do anything. And you hear the sound of the city watch a few blocks away starting to make their way over to the ruckus.
Can you describe the ruckus?
I think we just did. What do the four of you want to do?
We should go.
There's a gondola full of wax and gold and the painting, and there's 4 days to Vegas. No, just kidding. What does everyone want to do?
I mean, my vote's for hopping in the gondola and letting, you know, maybe leaving one crate behind.
Well, there's still 4 crates down there.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So we beat feet.
Can we, like, throw one of them in the direction, like, can Tessa toss one of them in the direction of that house that we had kind of, like, tried to make sus? Or that might spend too much time.
That would spend way too much time, unfortunately.
I mean, they were already patrolling that house, which is why they were close.
Close by.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. This is the perfect plan.
And you're just leaving these servants there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bye.
I do think if there are any available candles, Vimond will make sure to stuff one or two in pockets of the servants as they go to make that very clear.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say some of the rose mist that we got at the tavern, like cover them in it.
Oh, yeah. Very incriminating.
And before we dash away, Vimond is going to turn around, pull out a dagger and just slice across the face of that portrait. Just a gash through it, and then head to the gondola.
So the portrait's not coming with us. I mean, it's your family, no?
Smallest little sound.
All right, allons-y, let's go.
This is not the time.
So you and the 10th Doctor jump into the gondola. And you make your way down the canal. Just as you hear the city watch show up, and one of them goes, "It's the servants. It's always the servants." As you're making your way down the canal, you have gotten away. You have a ton of money, and this wasn't the way the thing was supposed to go. Originally, you were going to turn all of those people in to the Lady Sage. So the question becomes now, do you turn and report to Lady Sage, or you take this money and disappear into the night?
So my only, like, of course, like, the answer is, like, disappear into the night. But, like, as Thieves Guild representatives, I feel like we have some kind of honor to uphold in terms of our organization.
It's a contract.
Yeah.
I'm just a simple country GM throwing things out there.
So, yeah. What I would say is return some of the moderate value candles, like a case of those, and one of the honey apple pie, and say, this is what we found.
Okay.
I like that.
And the rest was left in the vaults.
Okay. So let's fast forward to you showing up to Lady Sage's place.
We are not bringing the crate with us. The crate is in a safe location for her to go and pick up.
Good to know.
Smart.
Good to know. You walk in the next morning and she beckons you into a receiving room. Please tell me, I heard of the kerfluffle that was going on over at my brother's manor, and he is very upset. Says that the servants stole a lot and were then, I guess, some scallywag two-timed them or whatever, double-crossed them and ran away with the rest of our fortune. Please tell me you were those scallywags.
You sent us into quite a sticky predicament, ma'am. We thought we were just kind of going in and assisting you in what you needed, a small job. But that was a mighty big conflict we kind of showed up in the middle of. We're lucky we even got out, huh? Wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we did do the job. We saw they were there in the vaults. No dress, no pictures.
Vimond is like wincing and touching their temple. It's like, would you like me to relay the story?
I don't know if our telling is exactly correct. Please, Vimond.
I'm very sorry. It seems that the servants were more organized than we anticipated. We...
Unions.
Yeah. We caught word of what they were planning and attempted to stop them, but it seems they had already removed a number of items and shipped it somewhere we did not know where. We grabbed what we could and stopped them, left some for the city watch. Who's carrying the apple candle or the honey apple?
I don't think I'm allowed to.
I have it.
Yeah, they will motion to Reg to bring that out.
We were able to secure this and another crate. It is,
and they will give her instructions on where to pick it up.
Unfortunately, that was all we were able to do. We tried to keep it quiet, but there was a number of them, and it was all we could do to make sure they did not escape with the remaining crate.
I see. Right then, right behind you, Vymond, you hear your mother say,
"You all need to get out of here right away. Just make this quick."
Vymond will keep a very straight face and give a very curt bow. I believe that concludes our business.
Oh, no. I had one more piece of business that I wish to speak to you about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, what? Go ahead.
You look so familiar to me, and so I reached out to a friend, and their son says they may know you, and they're just in the next room.
I am sure I do not know this person.
No, Lady Sage, tell us more.
Well,
we'll turn and walk towards the door, with or without the party.
Ah!
Okay, so you start walking through the door, and as Mirko is stirring the pot, you hear your mother go, "See, you should have killed them. They're going to completely destroy your plans. Your cousin is in the other room." And that's where we're going to stop the episode. And if you want to know more, you'll have to show up for season 2.
Jay, I want to know more. I'll be showing up for season 2.
Seriously. Does the cousin also hear and see ghosts? I need more information.
Thank you all so much for playing. Obviously, we're going to come back to these characters. The plan was to do something smaller, but we all like these characters, and I think that there's a lot more story to be told, so we will come back to them later. And I had to leave it on a cliffhanger because that's just what I do.
That was so good.
Thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much for listening. Let us find out where these wonderful people are. Let's start with Kay.
Hi, I'm Kay Purcell, and I'm not stressed at all. This isn't going to haunt me until we resolve this. You can find me all across the internet at Kay Damphyr, KAYDAMPHYR, over at Chaotic Wholesome Presents, where we do all sorts of AP things and the Table Talk Show, as well as at the Emergency Power Podcast, which is a homebrew Starfinder campaign.
Hello. I have been B Zelda. You can find me on all social media as BZelda_. I am so hyped for everything that we've done here, and I hope everybody loves it as much as we do. As soon as I am committed to learning more about another character, even my own character, that's when I know I'm really into the story. So this has been absolutely fantastic, and I'm going to be imagining all kinds of wild scenarios that Vymond's origins are truly. So tune in, and yeah.
Hello, everybody. I have been Candace the Magnificent. You can find me on Twitter at the Candace Marie and everywhere else at Candace Magnificent. You can see me and hear me in some upcoming things. Frequencies is an all new podcast that I believe is running on the Atomless's channel that should be out by the time all of you are listening to this. You can also see me on Chaotic Wholesome, at Maddie Matihi's channel, in Dareful Archives, Telltale Hearts, and a bunch of other great places. So please go check out all of those locations and enjoy what I'm up to.
Hey, I am and have been Michelle, and hopefully I'll continue to be Michelle for a very long time. You can find me on the socials at Michulhu. That's MICHULHU. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
And I'm Wes Otis. You can find me as Plate Mail Games on all the socials. You can find the show as 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories as well on all the socials. Follow us on Discord. Come join us. You can find the links on our website, which is 12sidedstoriesallspelledout.com, all one word. And tell us what your tabletop journey is like and what you like about the show or questions you have. Also, if you want to support the show, come join us on Patreon, where we have a ton of stuff like a Mothership exclusive show going on right now. We have a exclusive agent's dossier, which is Delta Green. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. Or you can give us a shout out or a review. Both of those things are really helpful as well. So thank you for listening, and join us in a couple of months or so for the next section of this. And we hope you have a great interim. Bye.
Bye.